We are live on our Wāhi News Facebook page, so thank you very much to all of you who have joined us and have given our kōrero and whakaaro. Thanks very much to our next guest for joining us. Want to mihi, he pēki mihi ki aia me tōna whānau hoki, Rosalina Puhi. She joins us from Mangamuka in the wonderful sunny, never winterless north. Mihi ki a koe, Rosalina. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon on Irirangi Wātea. Tēnā koe.
You're welcome. Kia ora.
Well, how are you? Of course, you came on a haerenga to Tāmaki Makaurau to pick up whānau members, and you went home and you were subsequently tested, and you were tested positive. Can you just walk us through that little space of time?
So did everything right, followed all the regulations or the instructions, had our negative tests, came through the borders, came home and just carried on as normal. Dropped my mokos off to their papa in the Hokianga and carried on home. That was the Sunday. I think it was about the 9th, 17th. Carried on as normal, went to work. Tuesday got the phone call to say that a family member had tested positive, and so I knew my daughter had been in contact with this family member, so we made the decision to go and get tested. And that Friday our tests both came back positive. Yeah.
So what was your initial reaction? How did you feel when you firstly heard that a whānau member had themselves tested positive and then you got the positive result as well too?
I think at first I didn't really, I didn't take it too seriously. I thought, look, it can't be that bad. I haven't been in contact with her, my daughter. You know, my daughter has been, but she seems all right. Her tests are negative. So when I found out initially, I'm going to be honest, I went absolutely berserk at my daughter. I was thinking, how are we going to deal with this? We've brought it to the Northland. So, yeah, there was a bit of family dynamics when we found out. But then after that I realised, this is just going to go around in circles. We can't keep blaming everyone. And now we have to deal with this in a small rural community.
Which you did do. You front-footed it and you told everybody, the community. You sent out a pānui, you sent out kōrero to inform whānau and the wider hāpuri as well too. Was that difficult for you to do?
Initially, it wasn't difficult at all. I wanted to make sure that my message got out to our small community, because there's only one dairy here. And there's a lot of elderly, and I wanted to make sure no one was fearing their neighbour, because obviously it was going to be released, and it was released before I knew it they knew there was two people in Mangamuka, and there was no way we could contain this. There's no way that I could keep this a secret or let anybody fear their neighbour, as I said. So I put it up on our community page, just thinking that's where it was going to stay. I just told them, I gave them our run of what happened, how it got here, where we've been, that we've been in touch with public health and so forth, and just letting them know. I wanted to let them know that they would feel safe at home. I had no idea that it was going to get as viral as it did. At first it was pretty easy just to share with my community. Once it got viral, I started getting a bit nervous.
What was the response like back from initially from the community, from your whānau, from your neighbours? What were their responses like?
It was fantastic. I was just overwhelmed with the support. You know, the private messages, the you know, offering to do our groceries, just anything that we needed. I don't know why my husband's phone's going off there. So, yeah, it was a really good response. Turn his phone off. Yeah, I had a really, really good response from our community. I think, you know, the chairman for the marae called us and just wanted to reassure us that they can, if there's anything we need them to put in place. So they also sent out a pānui. Yeah, felt special.
So how many days are you, what are you up to now in terms of days and isolation, and how does that actually work? When did day one start for you, and when is day over for you?
Day over, right. So so what they do is, I know in the Ministry of Health they've got guidelines there, and it says 14 days from exposure. And so in this case, once you get your positive test, they ask you some questions, and then they do, it's usually isolate for 10 days from when your symptoms start. So I am on day 13 since our positive test. I'm going to be released tomorrow. Yeah, so that's pretty much how it goes. So you've got your standard 10 days from symptoms, and you have daily phone calls from public health. Once you have been symptom-free for at least 3 days after the 10 days of isolation, then you are cleared to go.
And so you're up to day number 13, so tomorrow you're good. Yes. What about your daughter and also to your tāne? He subsequently tested positive.
Yes, he did. So my daughter, she has been cleared already. She, because her contact was a lot sooner, her isolation finished earlier than ours. So she's free to go. She had no symptoms. My husband, he had a really rough time. So I don't want to turn this into an anti-vax or vax conversation, but this is the experience that we've had at home. So I've had my first vaccination, and I found that my symptoms were very mild. My husband, he throughout our isolation, he actually tested negative twice. Now, I believe that is because maybe because I've been vaccinated, it was a bit harder for the infection to transmit. And then when he did finally start showing symptoms, he went down really hard. He went down pretty hard. He's pretty much had every symptom that you could. And one point there, I had to call the ambulance in just to make sure they could check his stats and, yeah, just give us peace of mind, really. But he's come through, and but he's definitely not 100%. He's probably sitting at about 60%. He had a walk down out to our mailbox today, so it's about 200 metres. And he's a fit guy, and he was struggling. So he's got longer in isolation.
So you were vaccinated already. When you came to Tāmaki, yeah, you were vaccinated, and your daughter?
I had my first vaccination. My daughter's not vaccinated. We have to wait 4 weeks. 4 weeks after we've been cleared. So she has to wait 4 weeks to get her first vaccination, and I have to wait 4 weeks to get my second vaccination. Mm. Yeah.
And so the symptoms were not as severe for you as your husband. What are they like anyway for those of us who haven't seen it or experienced it, thank God, you know, in Aroha? But, you know, is it flu-like? Is it like getting measles, chickenpox? What is it?
He can answer that for you if you want.
Oh, that would be fabulous. Yes.
In a little kōrero about
kia ora, Radio Wātea here, and so we're just catching up just to see how you are. You're looking a lot better. A lot better. How did it feel? Did it feel like you were like totally
Yeah, I'm buggered now. I've just been covering our stuff out in the rain, but I didn't believe it at first. I was like, oh, you know, COVID, whatever, and then it just hit. So I got it's a real bad headache. It's like 1,000 hangovers or something like that. just pressure in your head. That started first. And then I was like, oh, it's just a headache, you know? And then I started coughing, and the coughing was nonstop. Just didn't stop coughing, and then phlegm. And then that's when I started getting the body pains, the knees first, and all the joints. And then pins and needles, but like holding glass in my hands and in my feet, hot and cold. Oh, it was mad. Yeah, it was crazy.
He lost the colour in his fingertips.
Yeah.
His fingers went white.
Slurring. Can't even talk properly. Yeah, that was another one.
And loss of taste and smell.
And today I've just lost my taste, yeah. Yeah.
But you feel, in terms of percentages, how much better do you feel?
Probably still at 50%. I should be lying in bed. Yeah. But
thank you so very much for coming to talk to us, Matua. For coming to Kōrero with us. Thank you so very much for that. And what are some of the, you know, advice you would want to give some of our whānau who are actually going through this currently that might be positive themselves or have someone positive in their whare?
Definitely. I think don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. This is it's a worldwide pandemic, and I don't think we're ever going to escape it. Talk to someone. Make sure that you're getting the right support. I had no idea what support meant until Hone Harawira rang me, checking on me every day, asking me if I had support, and I'd be going, yes, I do. I do. We're all good. We've got Kai. And he said, no, do you have support? And support means, is your Wi-Fi topped up? Do you have credit for your phones? For example, our washing machine broke. They can help you with getting a rental, just anything that is going to keep you at home.
Yeah.
So make sure you have that. Make sure when you talk to public health, if they ask you if you need anything, ask them for an oximeter or oximeter. It's something that measures your oxygen and your heart rate. Make sure you get a thermometer and a vaporizer. Those are very important things because I'm not a nurse. I couldn't guess if his oxygen was all right, things like that. And that's what we struggled with for the first one or two days of his symptoms. Take a diary. Make sure you're taking a diary because it can change rapidly.
Especially our Pacific Islander whānau.
Our Pacific and Māori whānau. We're very proud, and don't be afraid to ask. If you've got someone in your...
So it was really great that Hone, it was really great that your cousin, your whanaunga Hone, did ask you if you wanted manaaki. Did that come freely, the advice freely of what you wanted from the DHB or the health authorities? Were they as proactive in asking and telling you what you should have to make your life easier?
No, they weren't, and I'm not. That's nothing against them. I think it's because nothing had been really put in place. I guess we weren't prepared for it to come to Taitokiro so soon or fast. And I think we've really just we helped put something in motion, and I think they've definitely got something in place now. But in saying that, everything was tended to. Once we knew exactly what we wanted, they were just. They made it happen just like that. We had, we had the tools we needed delivered. Our essentials were all taken care of. And, the public health team have been fantastic, fantastic support, and the DHB.
Did you know what those implement things or the equipment that you needed? Did you know that, or did Hone help you know that? Or does someone
he led me in the right direction, and I guess that helped public health ask me or rather tell me what I needed. I guess they're just, you know, they're asking me if I needed anything, and I was saying no. I really didn't know what I needed. So with Hune's help, yeah, it really pushed us to ask the right questions and to really sit down as a whānau and write down what we need. So I think that's the best advice that I could give anyone that's going through this right now is to, is to really understand what support means.
Well, we thank you so very much for taking time out to kōrerō with us down here in Tāmaki Makaurau. We wish you all the very best. You are fantastic for talking to all of us about how it is for your whānau. And it allows us to, if we talk about it publicly, then it demystifies what happens in terms of, you know, is there someone to blame or is there some shame? Because at the end of the day, there is no shame and no blame, and it is all about whānau. So we thank you so very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you again to all of you. All the very best.
Ka kite.